So we are coming up in a moment or two. The Isle of Man Steam Packer Company is going to be the senior race. It's going to be heading out. So look at the first Superbike race from yesterday morning when it was. Dean Harrison took that race win. In fact, let's go back to race number one. Get to the right page would be better. The Peel Holdings race here with a 2:12.174. Dean Harrison took the win for Nathan Harrison, Peter Hickman, Paul Jordan, Joe Yerdy, Dom Herbertson, Marcus Simpson, Connor Cummins, Mike Brown, Jonathan Perry were your top 10. And Dean in command of that one, winning by 10.2 seconds. Then we went to the second big bike race, which was race number three, the Ellen Van and Fuels Superbike race. And Dean Harrison, well, the outright lap record is a 2:10.167. Dean yesterday, after, well, Peter Hickman had a great start in the race, and they were chasing each other down. Hickey just went a little bit straight on as he went into Ballykagan, which dropped him right down. So he finished in sixth altogether. But Dean Harrison did a 2:10.994. So, yeah, pretty quick lap there for Dean, getting himself near enough to his outright lap record for Dino there in that race. And he was down on the stage there yesterday having a bit of a chat with us as well, and they're telling us all about that win. Mike Brown second and Nathan Harrison in third. Paul Jordan in fourth. Joe Yeardsley in fifth. Peter Hickman on the 10 bike in sixth. 23, Marcus Simpson. 44, Rob Hodgson. 2, Dom Herbertson. And 11, Connor Cummins. But that lap there, 2:10.994. He was telling us he's doing a bit of tyre testing while he's here as well for Metzler. So he'd be one definitely to watch in this one. And he will be starting on pole position. And that win that he got yesterday was his 27th win around the Southern 100 circuit. He's just ahead now, Michael Dunlop on 26. He's got four more to catch up on Joey Dunlop, who's got 31. And Ian Locker on 32 has the most wins around here so far. I think that is going to be beaten over the course of the next couple of years. So we are just about ready to go. The recovery vehicles are now coming back, bringing back machines that have broken down, etc., around this 4.25 mile Motor Isle Balloon circuit. Just a little reminder, there is action going on down in the fan park today. All the action from the races, the Bushy's Brewery fan park, which is down in Castletown Square. So when we have the lunch break, of course, we have still have two more races to go this morning. The Isle of Man Steam Packer Company senior race over 7. And then we'll have the Station Garage Sport Bike Consolation race. That'll be over 6 laps. Road scheduled to open no later than 12:45. Then reclosing again after the lunch break at about 1:30. Today it'll probably be like they're having in that World Cup thing, a hydration break today, so hopefully you are keeping yourself hydrated down in the Bushy's Brewery fan park. All the action is on the screens down there, and don't forget the presentation is this evening, so if you're not going home until tomorrow, you fancy a night out in the ancient capital of the Isle of Man, Castletown, get yourself down to the square for the presentation to celebrate all our riders at the Isle of Man Steam Packer Company Southern 100 2026, and that's going to be scheduled to start at 8:30. So we'll go down, I think, back to the paddock. I think Beth might be waiting down there. Hopefully Beth and other guys are probably having a rest, getting out of the sun, because it is very warm down there. And hopefully you're there waiting with some news about any movement down there.
Well, no movement just as yet. But as you say, it is very warm, as I nearly trip over the barrier and make a complete fool of myself in front of a lot of people. It's just been a cracking morning, though, so far, hasn't it? And looking forward to getting this race underway and seeing what's going to happen here. As soon as we hear the klaxon, we will let you know and get this one underway.
5 minutes, we've just been told from the clerk of the course, before we get the machines out on this circuit. Just a couple of things you can look at as well. If you do have your phone handy, you'll be able to follow all the timings via the MyLap SpeedHive page. Now, I know a lot of you will go to events and you use the MyLap SpeedHive page. It's very, very popular. And of course, I think you just have to log in, just click your details in and get yourself on there, and you can follow all the action on that. In fact, there is a link in the program somewhere, a little QR code for you to follow as well. And another thing I'd like you to point out as well, that the Andreas Racing Association this weekend, again, I did mention it at the top of the show, that we were holding an event up there at Jerby on Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be a little test day tomorrow evening for some riders. Big entry, by the way. We've got over 80 entries so far for the event around the 1.7-mile Jerby Airfield Circuit, the old former RAF base up there in the north of the island. So if you get there, there's a test day tomorrow evening, and then there will be racing on Saturday and also Sunday. But Saturday's going to run one way and Sunday is going to run the other. So interesting there. Good news for the riders as well. There'll be a big entry there. Conditions looking pretty good up there too. And the club have been working hard to improve that facility up there. There's facilities there. You can buy stuff in the club shop. There's also got the burger van. All the facilities there. Plenty of parking. So get yourself up there on Saturday or maybe even Sunday. Another thing I'd like you to try and consider helping as well is the Southern 100 Club Now, they have something called the finishers plaques. Now, every rider gets a finishers plaque, which is great to see. And if you buy plaques, you go into a draw with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company to win a travel voucher for £200. So if you go to page number 7 in the programme, it gives you all the details of how you can get involved, okay? Notifications will appear at southern100.com. So if you want to have a little look at there, all the details are there. All the details are in the programme. And the winner of the voucher last year was ticket number 422, Paul Preston. The runner-up was number 50, Tony Court. I wonder if that's Tony Court, who used to race Tony Court. I hope it was. Good local lad there, Tony. And if it's a Paul Preston, I know it is. Being the Isle of Man, obviously we know everybody. He, of course, is the local guy as well. If it isn't, apologies. But if it is you, Paul, well done to you. So that £200 voucher could be yours if you get yourself a plaque. And just to help it out, and I'm just having a look at the names down here. Some people give one plaque. Some people give 15. David Ange Broadbent from Fleetwood, well done to you guys. Your name's in the programme, so I can read it out. In memory of Glynis Fren and then Maisie May Ryan, the guys at St Albans there. 10 plaques. That's brilliant, is it? Lots and lots of people. Dr. David Stevens, Mount Murray, loaded there as well. So good stuff that all these guys have put their hand in the pocket and bought finishes plaques to help the club and help support the club. And another way, by helping support the club, when I was in the race office earlier on, there's people coming in wanting to buy a programme. Buy a programme, because that money goes back into the club and helps support the club move together for the 2020, it's hard to say this, isn't it, the 2027 event. Wow, can't believe it's 2027 next year. That is really, really scary, isn't it? So this is the 71st running of this event, first ran in 1955. If you've never been here before, you've witnessed some great racing so far, and we're not finished yet. We still have another two races today, another 1, 2, 3, 4 races for you this afternoon. So there's about 5 minutes of waffle, Beth. Maybe the bikes are starting to move now. What do you think?
I think your timing is impeccable, because the bikes are now just making their way through. They're coming through the gate here, and really looking forward to this one. We have seen some big smiles on the podium already, and I'm sure we will see some more as number 83 just rolls into view here to take up their position, followed by number 35. And again, as ever, just getting that check just to make sure everything's okay with the crash helmets in place. But the conditions as Barry Ferber goes past in the number 9 machine are just idyllic. I mean, it's hard to believe it's the Isle of Man that we saw a couple of weeks ago when there was torrential rain. Could never believe it would rain here on a day like this. It's absolutely unbelievable. And it's actually not too warm. There's a gentle breeze, so I think that will help a little bit, because it is certainly hard work out there, and it will be for this one again. And we cannot wait to see what the results are. And as we say, it's not all just about the top of the podium. It's about these personal bests as well. People just going a little bit quicker over the 7 laps. It's a mental as well as a physical endurance as Mikey Evans goes past. Such a distinctive rider in those colours on that machine. And there is Paul Jordan. Will he be back in the podium again for the third time during this meeting? He just hangs back a little bit, just sits up, just getting his mind into the right space as Marcus Simpson, Spartacus, one of the local riders here, goes past in the number 23 machine. So they're just all filing in, and there is Dominic Herbertson, a change of leathers for this one, but he just rolls into place just to the right of the dummy grid here. So there's a number of riders that we are watching. This is going to be an absolutely brilliant one, and there is Dean Harrison. He rolls up next to Paul Jordan, just switches the machine off. As Michael Sweeney will be starting this race, we know he wasn't out a little bit earlier, he will be out in this one. And the gate's still closed at the moment, but it is now opened as the travelling marshal looks over his shoulder. The marshal in the road's hand goes up in the air, and the bikes set off, making their way round to Ballochagan.
Thank you very much to Beth Espy down there at the Southern 100 paddock for a scene set there as machines make their way out onto this 4 1/4 mile Motor Isle Balloon circuit. Like I said earlier on, it's not changed at all from 1955 and the 71 years that this event has been running. As we get the helicopter coming out actually over us here now, it's not Airwolf, but he's popping out there now. We'll just actually lift the blinds just a little bit now. The sun getting higher in the sky. Shouldn't be allowed blinds, because I always go the wrong way. So there we go. There we are. Machines are out on to the Iron Gate straight. Just getting myself nice and warm with Dean Harrison, Nathan Harrison, and Michael Dunlop across your front row. Numbers 3, 15 and 6. Then it's 4, Mike Brown, 10, Peter Hickman, and 22, Paul Jordan. They complete row number 2. Then we get to row number 3, number 2, Dominic Herbertson, number 8, Marcus Simpson, number 23, Marcus Simpson in position 8, and 65, Michael Sweeney. Then it's 44, Hodson, 12, Yeardsley, and 11, Cummins completes row number 4. Then row number 5, number 7, Michael Evans, 42, Jonathan Perry, and 91, Julian Trummer, newcomer here, of course, on the Smith Racing BMW. And row number 6, number 9, Barry Ferber, 14, Sam West, and 55, Amalric Blanc, another of our riders here, the French rider. Then we get to row number 7, 35, Kieran Brockie, 82, Austin Webster, 83, Keith Pringle completes row number 7. Then we got Daniel Stefan Bolivine on 71, Dennis Booth, 26, and row 8 completed by 94, Daniel Nelms. Let's get the cross four ways and Rob.
Yep, so the convoy making its way through. That's Perry, Ferber, Trummer and Evans on the way through. There's Kieran Brockie, Keith Pringle, Sam West, Amarit Blanc and Rob Hodson. Then looking to the newcomer, that's Bellavoine. We've got 51.94 Nelms, a retirement in the previous race. Herbertson, Hickman, Sweeney. There's Dean Harrison, 23 Marcus Simpson. Oh, Dean Harrison has run wide a little bit there. He's going to rejoin the convoy. Dominic Herbertson has pulled over here across four ways on the sighting lap, so a potential issue. He's going to wheel it back round, so I don't know if he's going to get back going again. We'll have to wait and see as the travelling marshals come towards us. Dean Harrison just ran a bit wide, I think, just as Herbertson was pulling over. Yes, he has set off again as Dominic Herbertson, so he is going to rejoin the sighting lap there. I think we were all just wondering where that was going to go on the way through. I don't know if I get some confirmation. I did not see Michael Dunlop out there, unless he's just gone past at a particular moment that I just haven't been able to catch in there. Oh, there we go. We just had the confirmation he did leave, apparently, as well. So that was obviously just out of my eye line there. So apologies if you may have wondered there if Dunlop was involved or not. But yeah, they're making their way through Church Bends down Great Meadow for the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Senior Race. 7 laps to come. To you, Chris.
Back into the sunlight we go, and the first traveller marshal comes back there on the number M bike, if you want to call it that. And the first bike, I tell you what, that's a nearly a great grip position for Barry Ferber. Who's just in behind Barry Ferber on the number 9 machine? Number 35 and number 71, they're going to be sat under that tree for a moment. Mikey Evans isn't. He's on row 5 there now on the left-hand side of the road as they look down there now. 7 lap distance on this one, a total of 29.75 miles for the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, the Superbike race. Marcus Simpson on 23. He rolls into his position there, Marcus, on the WH Racing Honda Fireblade, the Douglas rider. As number 3, Dean Harrison. Remember that lap that he did? We told you about it a little bit earlier on, wasn't it? I did write it down and it's gone on a different bit of paper. Anyway, it was just shy of the lap record, wasn't it? It was 2:10. It was about a couple of hundredths, seven hundredths outside lap record. 2:10.8 compared to 2:10.1. Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop just off the bike at the moment, just having a little look at the rear. Michael Dunlop, okay, snaps the RI visor shut. There's the green flag at the back. We are ready to go with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Senior Race. Dean Harrison in the gear. Away we go. Good start for Nathan. Good start for Michael Dunlop. He absolutely needed that. Michael Dunlop with a good start. Beth.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Let's hope it's a better day for him. Number 4 is in the lead, though, as they go past here. So that was number 4, Mike Brown, who was leading the pack down here.
How did Mike Brown get in the lead? Brilliant start from Mike, but it's 4 from 10. So Hickman up the second. Then it's Michael Dunlop. Then it's Harrison. Then it's the other Harrison. Then it's Dominic Herbertson with those colours. But another good start for Peter Hickman. He's in behind number 4, Mike Brown, as he fan out 4 abreast as he dropped down to Iron Gate. Lap number 1 of 7. It's Hickman who leads. 10 leads from number 4. Michael Dunlop up the inside of Michael Brown. Oh, just like it was at Tandragee the other week. Brilliant, brilliant racing there now. So number 10. He leads at the moment. Hickman to the front of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Superbike race as we bounce on the brakes on the big superbikes into Ballabeg for the first time. Hickman, Dunlop, Brown, then Harrison, then it's Herbertson in there, and I think it's 22, Paul Jordan, in right about 6th place. So tight through here, past the stop sign there. 94 just going through there as well. That's Daniel Nelms, a newcomer, on his R1, the thruster racing machine, the rider from Lindley. But Peter Hickman leads lap number 1 of 7 in the senior race in perfect conditions here on the Isle of Man. The 4.25 mile Motor Albalan circuit showing all it's worth, and Rob Pritchard, Hickman leads.
He does. Big bikes out for the first time on Championship Day, and Hickman still leads into cross four ways. Dunlop second, Brown third, Dean Harrison fourth, Nathan Harrison fifth, Herbertson, Jordan, Yeardsley, Hodson, Sweeney, Cummins, Simpson, Perry, Ferber, Evans, Blanc, Trummer, West, Webster, Brockie, Bellavoine, Nelms, Keith Pringle, and then the number 51 of Bradley Hughes on the way through as well. Virtually nothing to separate the top five through cross four ways on the opening lap. It is Peter Hickman from Michael Dunlop from Mike Brown. So Dean Harrison, the winner of both the big bike races so far as the Travelling Marshals come through, he has got work to do over the seven laps at the moment as well, and he's not safe out front. It's not just out front as well, he's also not safe in behind. Nathan Harrison closing in, Paul Jordan Hodson also in close attendance. To you, Chris.
Michael Dunlop has been overtaken by Dean Harrison. So Dean Harrison has got ahead of Michael Dunlop with Nathan Harrison just in behind him. Let's have a listen to this. This is Hickman. Hickman from Brown, from Harrison, from Dunlop, from Nathan Harrison. They're your top five runners going through at the moment. Then it's Jordan, Herbertson, Yeardsley, Hodson, Sweeney, Cummins, Simpson, Perry, Ferber and Michael Evans. They are your top seven runners at the moment. Into Bala, Kagan, and they go down onto the Iron Gate straight there now. Hickman leads by 0.829 of a second. Mike Brown in second place. Dean Harrison in third. Dean Harrison's got a little bit of work to do there now. He is 1.074 behind Peter Hickman on the road. So it's 10 from 4, from 3, from 6. Then it's 15, then 22, then 2, then 12. 44 and 65 are your top 10 at the moment, and everybody is safely through into Ballabeg, lap number 2 of 7 of this Isle of Man Steam Packing Company Steam Senior Race. Michael Dunlop's got Nathan Harrison, then it's Dominic Kerberson, Paul Jordan, Joe Yeardsley in there as well. Joe in about 8th place at the moment as we watch number 23, Marcus Simpson on the WH Racing Honda Fireblade go through Ballabeg Hairpin. They're out on the far end of the circuit there now, Bala Whetstone just past the 2 mile marker and heading down towards Williams Corner over the rise in the road. They're front wheel. Hickman with the BMW wrestling it. Let's get back to cross four ways as Nathan Harrison catches up Michael Dunlop.
Here is Peter Hickman. He's just stolen a little bit of a march on Mike Brown in second. Dean Harrison, as we heard, up to third. Michael Dunlop under pressure from Nathan Harrison there. He had a look, doesn't go for it. Herbertson, Jordan Yeardsley, Hodson, Sweeney, Cummins, Marcus Simpson, Jonathan Perry dropping back a little bit as well. Then there's Barry Ferber, Michael Evans. Now it's Amorit Blanc and Julian Trummer. Amorit Blanc moving up as well. There's number 14, Sam West. Oh, and Herbertson ran wide at cross four ways as well. So Herbertson's lost ground. He's rejoined the race, but he ran wide. Did so yesterday as well, didn't he? As Webster comes through and Bellavoine comes through, there's Brocky. So Hickman's still leading, and he's just gone about two or three bike lengths ahead of Mike Brown and Dean Harrison trying to close in behind as well. But the big one there, Herbertson running wide at cross four ways. He's lost ground. He was in seventh. He's going to be right toward the back of the order at this point. To you, Chris.
Just missed it out of your eye line. Michael Dunlop a little bit wide and lets Nathan Harrison through, but Hickman leads, but the lead's come down from 0.829. It's less than that now with Mike Brown in second place. Third place for Dean Harrison as they go across the line there now. 0.299. It's Mike Brown who's making the move, but Dean Harrison, Mike Brown having a look at the inside of Hickman, doesn't make it stick into Bala Kagan. So it's 10 Hickman, 4 Brown, 2 Harrison, 15 Nathan Harrison, 6 Dunlop, 22 Jordan, 12 Yeardsley, 44 Hodson, 11 Cummins, and your top 10 rounded out by 65 Sweeney. There's 23 Simpson, 42 Perry, 9 Ferber, 7 Evans, 91 Trummer. Then it's 55 Blank, 2 Herbertson, as you said, ran wide through there at cross four ways. 14 West, 82 Webster, 71 Bellavoine, 35 Brocky, 94 Nelms, 83 Pringle. But Hickman leads just still into Ballabeg with Dean Harrison looking menacing in that third place. Michael Dunlop dropping down to that fifth place. Paul Jordan holding about sixth at the moment there now. But Peter Hickman, the quickest lap of the race so far is Mike Brown with a 2:12.272. The lap record for this class is a 2:11.385. Back to 22 on that one, 116.452. And that is to Dean Harrison. But these three now have pulled away a little bit from Nathan Harrison. Lap 3 of 7. Rob.
Yeah, it is, because Dean Harrison, just over 3 seconds clear of Harrison, of the other Harrison. Here's Hickman, Brown, and Dean Harrison. They've closed right up into cross four ways. Nathan Harrison dropping a little bit further back. He's pulled around 3 bike lengths clear of Michael Dunlop, MBE. Here's Paul Jordan, Joe Yeardsley, Rob Hodson, Connor Cummins in that order. Michael Sweeney ahead of Marcus Simpson as well. Oh, Michael Sweeney's pulled over across four ways as well. Here, Jonathan Perry on the way through. Will Sweeney rejoin? So that's another that stopped at cross four ways and gone wide. Evans, Ferber, and then Trummer on the way through. Sweeney rejoins. Now it's Blanc, and there's Herbertson as well. So that's a second rider in as many laps as Sam West goes past. That's gone right across four ways. Had to pull over, did Sweeney. Had to wait for a gap in the field and has then continued. But that trio of Hickman, Brown and Dean Harrison, as Bellavoine and Webster come through, nothing between them. To you, Chris.
The red-plated superbikes come in and out of Castletown Corner and head back towards it. It's still Hickman that leads to the right, left-hand side of the road. Hickman leads and Brown from Harrison. Wow. Fast, fast, fast across the line. There's Nathan Harrison. There's Michael Dunlop through. Lead at the front is 0.265. As we keep a little eye on this, Peter Hickman on 10. 4 Brown, 3 Harrison. Nathan Harrison through, Michael Dunlop through, Paul Jordan, Joe Yeardsley, Rob Hodson, all safely through, as is Connor Cummins and Marcus Simpson. Next rider through. Oh, I tell you what, Dean Harrison having a little look at Mike Brown there now. So the two Hondas chasing down the 810 BMW of Peter Hickman, lap 4 of 7. And Paul Jordan has gone straight on at Ballacagan. So Paul Jordan is going to lose that sixth position on the Jackson Racing Machine. Just on the brakes there, just a little bit quick maybe into there. PJ just going straight on. So Paul Jordan will drop down the order. Here comes Dean Harrison. Oh, I thought he was going to have a little look there now. He had the rear wheel skipping as he went into Ballabeg Hairpin. It's Harrison and Dunlop go through. Nathan Harrison, that is. Then we have 12 Yeardsley, 44 Hodson. Then 11 Connor Cummins on the Conrad Motorsport BMW. Connor holding on to roundabout. Well, that'll be eighth position now with Paul Jordan running straight on. But at the front, Hickman leads the quickest lap of the race at 2:12.14. 4-8, and that goes to Dean Harrison, who's currently in third. That's not going to last long. I think these three are on a charge. Rob?
Yeah, they are indeed. Well, Hickman's just eked out a little bit more here. And here's Mike Brown, Dean Harrison, right up his trumpet here of Mike Brown here on the way through. What's it like on the exit as Nathan Harrison comes through? Yeah, Hickman's away again. No change in the order. Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop, still around a bike length or two between those. Yeardsley, he's now being closed down by both Rob Hodson and Connor Cummins through cross four ways. Marcus Simpson trying to keep in attendance also with that particular trio on the way through. Then a couple of seconds back, number 42, Jonathan Perry. So it's as you were at cross four ways on the previous lap. Still Hickman leads Brown, leads Dean Harrison, but still closing up as Michael Evans, Barry Ferber, Julian Trummer, Michael Sweeney and Dominic Herbertson, those two riders who stopped at cross four ways respectively on the last couple of laps. Amorit Monk and Sam West on the way through, but still nothing to choose between that trio. It is the same story through cross four ways this time. Paul Jordan's dropped back. Back to you, Chris.
Do you know what? Honestly, I thought Mike Brown was going to have a little look as he went into stadium that time. Thought about it, but here he comes. 1, 2, 3. Pushing on. Absolutely pushing on. Hickman leads Brown. Leads Harrison. Across the line they go. The gap in the front was 0.198. Quickest lap still for Dean Harrison at 2:12.148. Yeah, Paul Jordan has dropped right down after going straight on at Ballacagan on that previous lap. Well, we're through Ballacagan with the leaders. Hickey ran really wide there at Ballacagan. This could give the other two maybe chance, or maybe he just really, really ran in there hot just to try and pull away a bit. Nathan Harrison, solitary fourth for him at the moment. Michael Dunlop through in fifth. Then it's Joe Yeardsley, 12, 44 Hodson, 11 Cummins, 23 Simpson. And then completing your top 10, 42, Jonathan Perry. Another good showing on the Gordon Huxley machine for Jonathan there in 10th place. Then at 7, Evans, 9, Ferber, 91, Trummer, 65, Sweeney, and 2, Herbertson. Your top 15, we're into Ballabeg, and it is a lap number 5 of 7. The leaders already in and out. The gap between Hickman and Brown across the line was 0.198 of a second as riders continue to go through. And we believe Paul Jordan has pulled into the paddock. So Paul Jordan on the Jackson Racing bike, he is a retirement at the paddock. Let's get to cross four ways. Hickman still leads. Oh, they're just going into the dip. We'll just hold it a second. As you're watching both through there, they're closer this time, Rob.
They are indeed on the way through cross four ways, and it is still Hickman from Brown from Harrison. Absolutely nothing between them. Oh, has Hickman run a bit wide there? Just have to see on the exit what's it like. Oh, he has run a bit wide by Brown alongside him on the exit across four ways. Nathan Harrison and Michael Dunlop through, no change there, but Hickman just ran a little bit wide across four ways. Here's Yeardsley, Hodson, Cummins. As we heard, Paul Jordan now retirement in this race after dropping right down, going longer Ballacagan on the previous lap. There's Marcus Simpson. You've already mentioned his name, Chris, as well. A mention here for this man, number 42, Jonathan Perry, started on the fifth row. Hickman is still in front at the moment, we understand, going into the latter stages of this lap. He has managed to hold on to it. He did have Brown right alongside him. Evans and Trummer on the way through. Still no change, just about, in the leading trio. To you, Chris.
Nobody making any of those moves just yet into Castletown Bridge. Like you said, he did run wide, but he managed to get on the power toward Church Benz. And here they come again. Separated by just under a couple of hundredths of a second between Hickman, Brown and Harrison as we watch him flash hitting back top gear there as Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop all go through. And a 2:11.716 for Hickman. Quickest lap so far, the lap record of 2:11.385. So tell you what, he's not too far away. He's only 1.6 seconds outside outright lap record pace for Peter Hickman, but he does lead still for Mike Brown and Dean Harrison. Then it's Nathan Harrison, they're in the 2:11s as well. 2:11.79 for Mike Brown, and that is his quickest lap ever around the Motor Isle 4 1/4 Motor Isle Balland circuit. His quickest lap was the 2:12.4, that was yesterday, and he's knocked another second or so at 0.7 off that this time round. So Harrison in third at 2:11.955, but into Ballabeg, and here comes Dean Harrison. Dean Harrison has made the move on Mike Brown, so Dean Harrison is now saying, that's it, I've got to chase this man down, because he has got the pace. 15 now is Nathan Harrison. 6 is Michael Dunlop. So with the news that Dean Harrison has got himself up to second place ahead of Mike Brown in Ballabeg, he's going to chase down Peter Hickman there now. And he did say he wants to just watch Hickey to see where he goes. And the drop Mike Brown a little bit there now. This could be an incredible lap. Back to Rob, lap 6 of 7.
Yeah, starting to eat into that time. They were around 2 seconds off outright lap record pace last time. Here's Hickman, Dean Harrison right on his tail. And then Mike Brown, as you mentioned, Chris, just dropping back. Couple of bike lengths here. What's it like? Yep, Hickman's held that on the exit from Harrison there. Good drag out across four ways. There's Nathan Harrison still running steady ahead of number 6, Michael Dunlop here. Michael Dunlop hearing Mike... We're hearing that Michael Sweeney has pulled in the paddock as well. So Michael Sweeney in retirement. There's Yeardsley, Cummins and Hodson. So Cummins moving up a place on that previous lap as Marcus Simpson goes by on the WH Racing machine as well. So Hickman had Dean Harrison right in behind him there. And Hickman got a good pull on the exit across four ways there to keep himself in front to you, Chris.
As we watch Dean Harrison getting right on the back of Peter Hickman. This is where this move could come. Now into the Castletown corner. It's Peter Hickman still leads. Hard on the brakes. The front wheel bouncing and popping around on the brakes there. And Dean Harrison right in behind him. Here we go across the line. 2:11.716 to beat. Dean Harrison at 2:10.885. So that's about the pace that he did yesterday. And he's only 1/4 second in behind Peter Hickman. And it is the last lap of 7. A 2:11.193. Hickman's quickest lap of the race also for him. So wow. That is, of course, a new lap record for this class for Dean Harrison. A 2:10.885. And he's looking to get past Peter Hickman. Oh, goodness me, this could be a last lap battle. And do you know what? Hickey's got to stay in front of him because Dean knows this place so, so well. In the back bit, I think, is where Dean will just have a little bit more experience. As Jonathan Perry goes through in 10th position for Jono at the moment, but we want to follow this all the way round. The Alleman Steam Packing Company Senior Race. Hickman leads Harrison. Just this is where, at Ballabeg, where he got past Mike Brown, who's holding on to that good third place at the moment, with Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop, Joe Yeardsley, Connor Cummins, Rob Hodson, Marcus Simpson, Johnny Perry, Julian Trummer, Dom Herbertson, Baz Ferber, Mickey Evans and Almeric Blank, your top 15. But back at the front as we switch to the camera, which leads us out of Williams Corner, over the top of the rise there now. Oh, a little bit of traffic, a little bit of traffic. They got past him. Brilliant. Wow. They caught him at the wrong place, Rob. They're dropping to you. Last lap.
They are indeed. So Harrison just 0.7 seconds off his own outright lap record. It's Hickman. Harrison's having a look on the inside here. He's going to have a look. What's it like on the exit? Brown is on the way through. What is it? On the way out across four ways. Harrison leads across four ways. He's made the move. He's made it stick. They were close enough to shake hands, the two of them, as Nathan Harrison comes through and Michael Dunlop as well. But Harrison, he's made the move. Can he make it stick through Church Bends and down onto Great Meadow? Hickman might just have a little bit of a toe with that power of the BMW. Yeardsley, Cummins and Hodson on the way through as well. I don't think the outright lap record is going to be within reach. They have, of course, hit traffic, as Chris said, on the way to cross four ways. Marcus Simpson on the way past. But Dean Harrison, he had a look of it. It was a bold move on the inside across four ways. And it seemed to take an eternity for them to pass the couple of properties behind us. But Harrison led on the exit. To you, Chris.
Yeah, I think he's got enough as he break into Castletown. The Honda exits and it looks like he's got one in the bag. He's driving hard anyway. Let's have a look to see what this lap is. 2:10.885 to beat for Dean Harrison. Oh, not as quick the lap, a 2:11.144. But a win for Dean Harrison from Peter Hickman. Third place. Good third place there for number four, Mike Brown. Number 15, Nathan Harrison. He comes home in that fourth place. Michael Dunlop home in sixth place. Brilliant stuff for Nathan and for Michael. And away they go. Michael home in fifth. More riders just across the line there as well. Wow. Joe Yeardsley, a good sixth place for Joe on the number 12 machine. But a win for Dean Harrison with a 2:10.885, his quickest lap of the race. And Dean Harrison in command of that one. Brilliant, brilliant stuff for him. And second place, of course, for Peter Hickman. And I tell you what, that's a not too shabby lap at all for Peter Hickman. His quickest lap of the race was a 2:11.193. incredible pace, isn't it? 2:10.885. Race time 15:32. Yeah, well underneath the race time as well. Well underneath the race record by about 7 seconds. But a win for Dean Harrison from Peter Hickman as riders continue to finish. From Mike Brand third, then it's Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop, Joe Yeardsley, Connor Cummins, Rob Hodson, Marcus Simpson, Jonathan Perry. That's your top 10. Then we have Dominic Herbertson in 11th, Julian Trummer 9th, and Baz Ferber, Mikey Evans, Almerit Blank, Samuel West, Stephen Bolivine, Austin Webster, Kieran Brockie, Keith Pringle, Daniel Nelms, Radley Hughes, all hopefully going to get their finish. But Dean Harrison, another lap record for Dean, is with Beth.
He certainly is. Dean, if you could have heard the gasp that went round when you did that overtake, talk us through it.
No, I didn't get a very good start. And I was struggling with the speed. I was struggling for, it's a really difficult pass. The lads are breaking so late. And I had to really calculate where you pass around here because there's not really much room for error. And I sort of sat there, or tried to figure out where I'm strong and they're weak. But the problem was there were nowhere they were weak. So it were difficult to overtake. So I managed to get a pass on Mike into Ballabeg and just nipped up Pete in the last lap across four ways. But no, I felt quite comfortable. So make a few tweaks this afternoon and have another go.
Tell you what, your mind must be going at 100 miles an hour, let alone the bike.
Yeah, honestly, it's non-stop at the minute. I'm just looking forward to getting the next race under his belt and seeing where we are.
And race record again?
Yeah, I didn't realise, to be fair. I didn't really look at my dash much, and I was too busy looking at the back of Pete and Mike, so I was sort of concentrating on where they were on the track at all times, and I nearly clipped the back of Pete into turn one. I thought, I left brakes a little bit late there, so. But no, we'll carry on this afternoon, so we'll feel good.
Brilliant win, Dean Harrison. Thank you so much. That is your first place, Dean Harrison. Let's talk to Mike Brown now, who is certainly no stranger to the podium area here during the Southern 100 meeting. How was that race for you?
It was hot. No, I got a good start and got the whole shot into turn one, but it came out in the wrong gear and Hickey got past and just sat behind him and done the best I could. His bike's maybe a little bit faster than mine. I was trying to make it up in the brakes and it was a little bit dangerous, and then I just said I'd settle a bit, and then I missed the gear and Dean got past, and I was happy with the pace. I don't think there was much more in me, so I was happy just to settle with that.
Again, as we say, you know, not only physically but mentally exhausting as well, I guess.
More physically.
Oh, but brilliant. And the bike ran well for you apart from a little issue?
Yeah, look, bike went spot on. We're only running it's not an excuse, but it's a very stock bike. We've no data logging or no nothing, so it's kind of a wing and a prayer when we get a setting, and I think the lads got it fairly good, to be honest.
They certainly did. Mike Brown, thank you so much. And now let's talk to the Southern 100 newcomer here who finished in second place, but flipping heck, Peter Hickman. You talked yesterday about really not knowing the course well. You seem to have done your homework overnight.
Yeah, I mean, each day I get a little bit more and understand the circuit a little bit more. You never get that many laps, do you? Like, I think by the time I went to my first race yesterday, I'd done less than 15 laps on the Superbike, so I think I'd done 10. And then by the time we'd done the race, it was like up to 16 or whatever. But yeah, the bike's really good, you know. The Monster BMW bike, 10 racing, is working really, really well. We've not touched a click on it. Changed the gearing a little bit after the first day, but that's it. And the bike's working really, really well. I feel more and more comfortable the more I ride it.
And I tell you what, comfortable means, I think you did the fourth quickest lap of all time during that race.
Or was it really? I have no idea. The lap times aren't working on the dash, so I've got absolutely no idea what I'm doing. I think Mike Brown missed a gear or something out of turn one on the first lap, which allowed me to drag past him. And then I was on my own the whole time, so I could hear them behind. I knew it was Mike because I was watching his pit board. I figured Dean would be there, obviously. And I was just waiting to see that big red machine alongside me, which on cross four ways, obviously, he did.
Do you know where Rob down there said you could have practically shook hands as he went past?
Yeah, you know, Dean's a really, really clean racer. I've got absolutely no problem being right next to him. And that's how we were. He was already alongside me. There was no way I could have stopped him from coming through. So I kind of squeezed him as much as I could do. But yeah, it's, you know, good clean racing.
Brilliant result for you, Peter Hickman. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
So we're going to move on to the podium now for this Steam Packet Company Senior Race. And the presentation is going to be done by the Managing Director of the Steam Packet, Brian Thompson. So the riders just making their way up to their machines as the riders for the next race just head down. So we're going to do this one pretty quickly, I think. That really was one that kept us guessing right to the end, a proper Southern 100 battle, and three riders who really had to earn every single inch of it. So the Steam Packet Company Senior Race podium is as follows. In third place, huge congratulations to Mike Brown. So Mike Brown just being given the bottle of wine and the cap there. By a representative of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, just shaking hands there. And in second place, back in the podium for his first time at the Southern 100 meeting. What a newcomer year, and a fourth time fastest lap at this event as well. Peter Hickman. And honestly, what a finish that was. Absolutely incredible. Your first place finisher, number three, Dean Harrison. Well, that's a presentation for that race done now, Chris, but the riders for the next race, I can just see Blake Kelly, very distinctive in his pink leathers for this one. They are just set up at the bottom of the dummy grid here, and very shortly will be making their way around. One of them actually, can't quite see who that is here, has just jumped off the bike. Somebody looking round as well, so I'm not sure. Some marshals running up and down. I don't know whether there's a particular issue for somebody, but it all seems to be resolved now because they are on their way and will be making their way round to Rob.
In this results, in this Mike Brown is just on his quickest ever lap, 2:11.79 around the Motor Isle Ballan circuit, and also doing their quickest ever lap this time. Nathan Harrison, what was Nathan's quickest before? Nathan, 2:12.23, so just outside that for Nathan. Joe Yeardsley, his quickest lap to date was a 2:15.1. Joe's just on a 2:14.979, so time to update the record just a little bit for Joe. 9:79, there we go. And let's have a little look, see if anybody else improved. Marcus Simpson, his quickest lap, 2:15.915. Marcus did a 2:15.182. So more improvements there for guys all the way down the field. And just little improvements every now and then. And I think Mikey Evans. Mikey in 14th place of Mikey, 2:18.70. Yeah, Mikey not improving. Rob Hudson with a 2:14.704. So just outside his quickest ever lap. And Paul Jordan, what sort of pace was Paul running before he retired? Well, his quickest lap is a 2:13.71, a 2:14.701 that time for Paul Jordan.